This week, we answer a question from a reader in China. Jojo writes, "Good day. I would like to know the difference between have and eat and when to use them. Thanks a lot." Hello, Jojo. When talking about a specific meal or food, the verbs eat and have are often interchangeable. That means either word can be used. Listen to an example of when to choose either word.
I'm having breakfast right now. I'll see you in a little while. I'm eating breakfast right now. I'll see you in a little while.
In the example, most Americans would probably use eat, but have would still sound natural. And there is no difference in meaning between the two. But the word have is used in polite or kind requests and offers that relate to food and meals. In these cases, often the eating does not take place at home. Here's an example of a kind offer from a friend.
Want to have dinner at my place? I'm making grilled fish.
We also use have when ordering food at a restaurant. It does not matter what kind of restaurant it is. We do not use eat. Listen to this short restaurant exchange.
Good morning. What will you have?
We will have the oatmeal, thanks.
Here is something else to consider when choosing one or the other. The verb have is transitive. That means we must always say what we ate or will eat. For instance, in the restaurant exchange, the man said they would have the oatmeal. Eat is intransitive, which means we do not have to say it. So, you can say this.
I'm really hungry. Let's eat.
But you cannot say, I'm really hungry. Let's have. You can, however, say,
I'm really hungry. Let's have pasta.
And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Alice Bryant.